This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, welcome to What's On Your Mind, live and direct from Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, arrived late last night. It's still bright and early in the morning here, a couple hours earlier than home, which is just fine. I'm an early morning kind of guy, but I lost 2 hours there somewhere along the way. First thing I see when I leave the airport, I'm not kidding you, I mean, I just turn to the right and there it is. UND Aerospace, and the Uber driver or Lyft driver or whatever he was said, oh man, they're great pilots, there's a ton of them there, that's a big deal down here. Thinking, wow, is that kind of cool. And then I saw a coyote as I was pulling into the hotel, and my wife and I, I'm like, is that a coyote? He said, oh yeah. Gabby said, it's chasing a rabbit. Well, but of course, at home, our dogs chase rabbits, so I guess in Arizona, coyotes chase rabbits. None of which is why I'm here, but it was nice to see a little slice of home with UND Aerospace right off the airport, and fun to get a little flavor of Arizona. It's I know that everybody back home is going to feel sorry for me because it's only going to be like 50 degrees and some rain today. I know. What the horror of it, right? Terrible. That's okay. I didn't come down here for good weather. Incredible, once again, to see another storm bearing down on us. The flood outlook doesn't look good. What's next? The locusts? Are the locusts coming anytime soon, you think? They might be. Oh, my gosh. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, had a late night, so he's going to be here a little later on. Kevin Flynn in for him now. Let me know on the locust warning, would you, Kev? I'd like to know a little more about that. So, if you could, I'd appreciate knowing if you've seen anything with the locusts. Sergeant Jesse Grabo, nothing yet? Okay, all right. Sergeant Jesse Grabo has told us that troopers in west central Minnesota are out right now with several vehicles sliding off the road on I-94. Moorhead to Rossay, very difficult. Several motorists driving too fast on obvious snow-covered roads. With these temps, the right amount of wind and sun, you could be dealing with blow ice throughout the day. Hashtag drive safely, he says on his Twitter account. I noticed this last night driving to Bismarck. We flew out of Bismarck, actually, to Arizona, my wife and I. And about Valley City, in quite a few spots through Jamestown and a few in the Steele area. Just before Steele, between Jamestown and Steele, there was that, you know, there's so much snow out there, so it's coming over the road, and you're like, oh, you know, this looks like some harmless little snow. But every one of them I hit, I could feel the car doing the woo, woo. So, did you get that?
Yeah.
Woo. I thought I'd demonstrate that for you. So, what I'm saying is the trooper knows what he's talking about here, and I'm looking at the mess from people going too fast. One, RV and a pickup all twisted about, and another one with a pickup very well buried there. So, anyway, I just want you to know about that. So, today on the program, Senator John Hoeven is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, and next hour, Tommy Fisher. We're going to spend the whole hour with Tommy Fisher. And Tommy Fisher is a North Dakota boy that is in his father's footsteps continuing the building of this business, Fisher Sand and Gravel. They have diversified into steel and many other things now as well. And they are in a position this week to have the Department of Homeland Security see firsthand what they have designed in the way of a steel slat border barrier. What amazes me about this whole border situation, folks, remember this was going to be a wall, a cement wall, okay? And then Washington didn't like the wall. They said, can you say fence? not wall. And they said, well, we can say fence, not wall, but it's a wall. It's cement. Well, make it steel then, and make it so you can see through it. So Fisher Industries, North Dakota company, won a 7 finalist for the original design, and now they go, no, no, never mind that. Do it differently. Can't make it up. The level of incompetence is just crazy. I learned today what I'm going to see along the border, and that is that there are no roads. So if you're a Border Patrol agent, you make about $60,000 a year. Goes up a couple percent every year. Decent benefits, obviously. You're a federal employee, but it's not a lot of money in this economy. There's other jobs you could get for $60,000 a year that don't put you in harm's way. You have to go down there on a road you'd use pheasant hunting with corn on each side of you, 10 feet high, only this is like grasslands or, you know, like weeds or something. And so that's the road. There's no road. It's just a path. And if you look, I use the pheasant hunting analogy because I've done this. I have no idea what's 2 feet from me in a cornfield. Either way, because, you know, it's higher. I can't look over. I'm, you know, right? So how do you find anybody? You're a target is what you are. Then you got to get out and look for footprints. And then if you find footprints, what are you going to do? You're going to follow them into the weeds that are 10 feet high where they can hide. Because we don't have roads. You know, the whole thing's really, you can't make it up, honestly. You really can't. So I'm hopeful that we're going to get you some answers this week. Really looking forward to our broadcast from here. We're doing a special border edition of Energy Matters for a couple hours from the demonstration site. So we got a lot going on today on the program. Exactly right. In the meantime, we can talk about whatever you would like to talk about today on the program at 800-228-0550. I want to talk about one thing, at least locally, and then a couple other things that have been on the national front. On the local front, you remember yesterday we had Jody Smith, who is the land commissioner in North Dakota, on to talk about the funds, constitutionally mandated, Water Resource Fund and 2 education funds that were supposed to have been receiving a percentage of funds, just like the legacy fund does the last 11 years. And somebody the other day said to me, what do you care? I mean, these funds got all the money in the world. Why are you making a big deal out of this? You ought to just shush, and then they won't get any more money because they already get too much money. I understand that, but I don't know that if that money came to me or that person that said that to me, you would feel the same way. So I just think it's about basic due diligence, fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers. And I see from the meeting yesterday where the governor and the attorney general and would be the land commissioner, I guess, and I'm forgetting what the fourth vote is. I know Ray Holmberg was there, but 4-1, they voted to say, no, we got to make this right. We got to make this right. Now, I will admit an ulterior motive. And my ulterior motive is if they don't fix this and say, we took $240 million, here's $240 million, which in our budget, unbelievably, is not that much of money. So it isn't like it's going to, you know, bankrupt the whole plan going forward on spending. I don't want them to spend it. They can afford it. It can be done, and it's the right thing to do, but it will not be spent. If they say, well, we'll fix it going forward, now we've robbed from these funds, constitutionally mandated, for 3 years. By the way, the one in the 4-1 was Kelly Schmidt. And I guess this is her way of saying, well, there was, you know, I was doing what I was supposed to do. Don't totally understand this because the funds were properly allocated for 1 year. Where did I see this? Somebody did a little reporting on this. The funds were properly allocated for 1 year, and then the 11 years since have gone the other way. So they're relying on some interpretation. Anyway, there is a Senate bill on this. They are going to be working on this. Rich Wardner right now and Dwight Cook are the two individuals who want to spend the money and fix it going forward and are bucking, you know, the governor and attorney general and other people that are on the other side of this. So, and again, I believe it's just because they want to spend more money. But I realize it's in the weeds. It's a little wonky. It's sort of hard to follow if you were listening to yesterday's conversation. But it's important. It's an integrity issue to me. It's an integrity issue. And I honestly believe that you and I and every other citizen of this state, these are our dollars they're talking about. And yes, we send legislators there, and yes, they are good people, citizen legislators that go to work every day trying to do the right thing. But you know what? At a certain point, they come to believe they know more than you. That happens no matter Republican, Democrat, Washington, Bismarck, okay? So you have to watch, and you have to pay attention, and you have to guide them, because they work for you. They are not smarter than you. They do not know better than you. Every single one from the governor on down work for us, the taxpayers. So be vigilant. Poke and prod, and when you see a story, ask questions. When you hear a story, ask questions. And say, wait a minute, what's going on here? What is going on here? I still don't have all the answers I need on this Operation Prairie Dog bill. When you're doling out $200+ million to every county, city, township, regardless of whether they have a need or not, and then you don't have enough, in my view, in the way of controls on how that money is spent. All that does is enable the spenders at the local level. And they can spend it, trust me. They can spend it. There are real needs, there's no doubt about that, but let's weed out where there are not needs and wants.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land Auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and Farm Retirement Equipment Auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Twenty past the hour, we're live in Arizona on What's on Your Mind, starting in Mesa and heading down to about an hour south of here for the demonstration later today. And actually get ready for the demonstration. Demonstration is tomorrow. We'll be going on during the show, so we'll be able to give you a little play-by-play of that, and then to the border on Thursday. So, texter says, build a road next to the big, beautiful wall. Yes, they're going to. They're going to, but they need to, because it's tough duty without a road. We'll talk to Tommy Fisher about that here in a little bit. Scott, you have to take your wife to the Rustler's Roost in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
And order the rattlesnake appetizers.
There you go.
Can't miss this. P.S. You have talked your wife into riding the slide.
Yes. You have to do that. It's at the point at South Mountain. The rattlesnake is delicious.
No, it is.
Actually,
there's no such thing as a delicious snake.
I actually went on a rattlesnake roundup with one of the guys that supplies that restaurant. It's delicious.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. No, I'm not eating snakes. Sorry.
It's kind of fun. When you come in upstairs, and then there's stairs where you can ride this, like he says, this slide down into the restaurant. It's pretty cool.
Maria would probably try it, but anyway,
yeah, she's like
a great restaurant. Says Gail. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate the call. The text, and the comment. If you do have a question, here's how you call us. Love your questions, comments on any of the topics we're chatting about today at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Love your emails always. KFYR at iHeartMedia.com comes right into the studio or me directly 24/7. It's Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. 550 K-Fire, the mothership of the What's on Your Mind radio network, blasting to 5 states and 2 Canadian provinces. We appreciate you very much. And also AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. And 1090 KTGO, AM 1100, the flag, what did I forget? KLTC, 1460. So appreciate you very much. Okay, so let's tell you a little bit about Schweitzer's before I go to more of your comments. So my friends at Schweitzer's, have you been there? Have you been to Schweitzer's Meats?
I have not been there, no.
Gourmet meats. So good, you can't believe it. On so many fronts. I am a big fan of North Dakota beef. North Dakota beef, and they've got it all. Corn-fed, grass-fed, they got it all. North Dakota beef, great selection. But the sausage is fantastic. Summer sausage is great. People rave about that. They're right in front of Running Washington by Dan's Supermarket and Runnings. So you can't miss them right there in the little strip mall that, the front door faces, I guess, to the, south. So, you know where Runnings is. You know where Dan's Supermarket is. You can't miss it, okay? Tell them Scott sent you, get a special deal. We want to take care of you with a very special deal, okay, if you partake in that. Is there anything in particular that you would like us to tackle here on the board? In other words, we're in the offices and the, sites, I guess, I don't know what you call them, warehouses, or, site locations of a North Dakota company that has built wall and is looking to build more of the wall. So they see this firsthand. Anything about the wall you want to know about, anything you think that needs more attention, please let me know, okay? Tell me what it is you want us to attract out, because we're going to be here for 4 days, and I want to leave no stone unturned. I literally want to spend my time digging into anything and everything that you want us to dig into while we're down here, okay? Simple as that. And Texter says the Prairie Dog Bill will help our community pay down infrastructure projects. There will be less specials against the citizens. Well, okay. Now, I don't know what community you're from, but, these are oil dollars, right, that are going to all the communities across the state. Now, that's not new, but I understand oil impacts without any question, but... And I guess I wasn't aware that it allowed paying down of infrastructure projects. But here's my big question. Texas from Hazen. Do a little research for me on this. If infrastructure projects are paid down, I want to know with the precise amount what that's going to mean for you. And I want to see it happen. Because remember the $400 or $500 million property tax buy down? where property taxes went down for a bit, and then because spending was, you know, enabled by it, they went back up. This is the stuff I don't like. One bit. So just do a little research on that one for me. There are good things in the Prairie Dog Bill. Some people have worked very hard on this. There used to be hub cities, and there's different formulas. Remember the surge bill? What I don't like is this. This is the payback for the surge bill. We sent all that money to the oil patch, and so now we need to take care of the rest of the state. Well, wait a minute here. First of all, what's the criteria for the infrastructure needs? And you realize oil money went to the oil patch for infrastructure so that that part of North Dakota could continue to generate large amounts of money for the rest of North Dakota in about every bucket, from sales tax to, you know, income tax to, you know, corporate tax to you name it. So now we're saying, well, because we took oil money and used it for oil patch and oil impacted areas there, now we've got to take money and give it to other places that are not impacted by oil. Seems a little goofy to me. I'm just saying. Don in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I got a big one here for you. I don't know if this is true, so I got a call from a customer of ours, our shipper in Saskatchewan, and he said that starting April 1st, they're going to raise the per ton price of their salt $1 a ton for the new carbon tax. And I'm trying to figure out, I've called a few people, they think that the fuel is going to go up anywhere from 10 to 20 cents a liter for diesel fuel and gasoline, too. And I haven't heard anything more about it. I was wondering if you heard anything.
All right, so those are two different things, right? The buck per ton for salt is because of, you said, the carbon tax?
That's what the shipper said. It's a new carbon tax that they've added on to all products leaving, you know, moving in the province of Saskatchewan, I believe. And they said it's supposedly going to be going to the fuel for cars and trucks and all that, too.
Very interesting. Well, I don't know if Fisher Trucks sold it all. I'm going to ask them a little bit about it. Tommy Fisher is going to join us next hour from Fisher Industries, and we'll ask him about it and see if we can get an answer. And if anybody else knows, call us, 258-0550, and see if that's the case. So you're saying double whammy, though, dollar per ton for salt from the carbon tax, and then obviously the cost of fuel, if it's going up, right, along with the price of oil, there's going to be a double whammy. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying.
Don, you're a smart dude. I'll dig into it, and we'll see what we can find out for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good to talk to you. 800-228-0550. Daniel, I can't see who's next to go. You tell me, but we'll do that after the break. A little time to talk about whatever you'd like. If you want to talk about what, you know, is stuck in my craw, that's great. But if there's something else, lay it on me. Anything goes. Open phone time to the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States is not on the list, but Australia and Singapore have joined it. That's the list of nations now grounding Boeing 737 MAX aircraft following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet that killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. An Army captain from suburban Chicago, Antoine Lewis, among those 8 Americans killed, according to his parents. This man lucky to have his life after he just missed the plane by a matter of minutes.
But because I couldn't make it, I don't know, God still loves me.
Honda is now recalling 1.1 million Honda and Acura models in the U.S. because of defective Takata airbags. These are vehicles that have been previously repaired for airbag issues, but the replacement parts were found to be faulty. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All of the above energy is a great idea. Use every resource you have. Why wouldn't you? To accomplish any problem. But you can't do all of the above at the expense of one of the resources. And that includes coal. We've seen stories lately that in extreme cold, the wind turbines have to stop. Right, they don't stop because the wind isn't blowing always. They stop sometimes because you can't run them over, you know, a certain degree. What is it, like negative 20? They automatically come to a standstill and don't produce electricity. Well, you need electricity in the middle of a polar vortex in this winter. You need one in the heat of summer. It could be life or death. That's why our lignite industry in this state is so vital. It's like the foundation, right? And the others are added on top, and they're a resource, and they're here. But the foundation has to be there, that baseline energy. That's how you get reliable, affordable energy. Find out more about all this, and find out how it's clean, beautiful coal, ladies and gentlemen, North Dakota lignite that's powering your electric car. You got to plug the car in. Where do you think the electricity comes from? Check it out. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Wes wants to talk about money in Mercer County. That sounds like quite the duo there. Wes, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. So I just want to give you an example of why this gopher hole bill is a bad deal. In Mercer County, right now, they have the county commission about 3 years ago, obligated 100% of our coal severance, coal impact money from the mining of coal for a jail that the Mercer County residents voted for, which was supposed to be a courthouse renovation, a courthouse renovation. What it turned out to be was building a 54-bed jail, and they obligated $9.5 million. Well, it's over $14 million. So you bet. We have two legislators down there, Jessica Unruh and Bill Twite. Bill Twite was the chairman of the Mercer County Commission when that boondoggle got started. So you can bet they're both going to be all over this because there is no more money coming from impact in Mercer County, and our taxes keep going up. So without the proper controls, Scott, on this bill, it is a gopher hole with our legislators and political, and I say political leaders, taking a water hose and flushing money right down a hole. And so I don't think without the proper controls, this is is a doable thing.
Here's the issue you raised, proper control. See, I think there's infrastructure needs. There's no doubt about it. And, look, money is going to come from oil and go to infrastructure projects. Oil money has been going to Fargo for a long time on water projects, right? So that isn't anything new. But proper controls is the word. I want to know some transparency here. I don't want to just say you got it, use it for whatever you want to use it for. How about this? How about a pot of money and you have a competitive grant program that says, okay, where are the strongest needs? You tell us what is the most needed, and then you have some process to that to say, let's go meet the most important needs or the most innovative things that will be done with those dollars. Bill Twight, I know well. He's a good man. Jessica Unruh is a great legislator. I don't have any doubt about the two of them being good conservative folks. But the point is, you kind of get caught up in this idea, this momentum of, okay, well, this is great because we'll take oil money and everybody gets something. Well, who can be against that? But and nobody asks questions. It's not fiscally conservative. There's nothing fiscally conservative about Operation Prairie Dog. Good people, good intentions, but it needs some reforms.
Well, this leads right back, Scott. How can you not know, as a legislator and as a member of the land board, that for 11 years the money's not coming in and not going into the right places? If you have a board that's supposed to be accountable, and it's probably a completely Republican board. Your legislator, most of these legislators have been down there for more than 11 years, with few exceptions. How can you not know that the money's not going to the right place and nobody is going to be held accountable?
Well, Wes, let me ask you this. If you go into your favorite cafe today, how many people you think know that what you just described happened?
Wait a minute, Scott. Scott. That's why we have an accountability problem. Because you have a land board, you had members on that land board that had a fiduciary responsibility to track where the money was coming from constitutionally and that where it was supposed to go. And for 11 years, not only did legislative oversight not happen, but where was the oversight of that board? And this would have passed through at least three governors, correct? It would have passed through Hoeven and Dalrymple.
I think the component you're missing is Kelly Schmidt, the state treasurer, looking at language and interpreting it one way, sending an email to the Attorney General's office saying, this is how we're interpreting it. Is that okay? They said, you need clarification from the legislature, and nothing was ever sought in the way of clarification. She did it right 1 year, and the past 11 years it was done wrong. I think it lays more with the Treasurer's office than it does with now, to her credit, the new Land Commissioner Jody Smith dug and just trying to understand it in all these different pots. I think it's confusing on purpose. I think there are so many different things to try and keep track of that it's done on purpose, and I think, but for Jody Smith, I'm not sure they would have found it.
So you're telling me that you have a land board that has members of a land board that had no clue and no idea what they were doing.
No, I don't think that's the case. But I think they relied on the treasurer. And so you could say, okay, we're some trust but verify. My larger point, Wes, is this, though, back to the cafe question. Is anybody following this? Does anybody care about $240 million over 11 years not going into a fund that the Constitution says it needs to go into the fund? And then you actually have legislative leadership right now say, and again, folks, these are Republicans. These are people I respect and like, and I think they are a lot better than Democratic rule by a long shot. But they're saying, let's just fix it going forward. I'm going to rip these two funds off, these three funds, to the tune of $240 million, and then I'll just stop ripping them off. You know, come on.
So, Scott, it's out there now. I mean, people will listen to what's on your mind, just like I do. They understand it. They're seeing it. My question is, who is going to be held accountable? It sounds like everybody wants to pass the buck. Well, it wasn't me because I went to the Attorney General and they said fine, and the legislature didn't do anything about it, so it's nobody's fault. We have an accountability problem when it comes to money in the state of North Dakota.
No, I think that's fair. I think there needs to be a little more scrutiny there, no doubt about it. Wes, I appreciate chatting with you. Thank you. Gary, I'm sorry, Greg in Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. 258-0550 is the number, by the way. Pick up the phone, give us a call, give us your 2 cents, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, this is about wind power, and this is like Europe. Remember when Europe and Germany and everything went into it in the 80s and 90s? And now I understand that hardly anybody can afford electricity. Once they got control of it, the prices are up so far it's ridiculous. I was wondering, that's what I hear. I wonder if you could check that out, verify it, you know?
Well, there are a lot of stories like that about wind that I hear from time to time. And what I've started to do specifically, because we're doing some work in the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, is doing some work to get answers on all those questions. So we get the questions, we give it to them, and they are, we're planning a town hall where we just take an hour, and every question I've ever heard like that, or new ones that come in, we'll get an answer. But it's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if that's how it happened or why it happened, but it's worth asking.
Uh-huh. One more thing. I hear already in America there's 60,000 wind towers out of service, and nobody has the money or the incentive to fix them. And they're just standing there, and, you know, and when they go bad, nobody, you know, they're bad.
I know, I don't know the number. I know that there are a lot of them that when this initially happened, there wasn't the provisions in the place to say, okay, when the life of the turbine is done, who takes it down, who dismantles it, who returns that property the way it's supposed to be. And the Public Service Commission in North Dakota has really toughened up those rules, so they fixed that going forward. But I don't know the number going back in the past that have been impacted. I don't know. It's a good another good question. So we'll ask. Decommissioning, they call it. You know, that you have to mandate the decommissioning, and some of these companies have gone away, and then there's no bond sitting there to decommission them. So it's something that needs to be addressed for sure.
And another thing, like on medical marijuana and marijuana in general, every country that allows the use of it, either legally or just looks the other way, is they're a backwards country. They're far behind as a society. You know, the people are, who cares, you know? And I don't even understand what the issue is when it comes to marijuana. It's just, there's nothing good about it. Well, sure, there's a pain-relieving aspect, but everything else out of it, there's pain relieving in whiskey, too, but look what it does to a person.
Hi, Greg, I appreciate your call. Love our listeners. Good old-fashioned common sense. You gave me a couple of questions to track down on the wind side. We will. Tom is on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a little bit different take on the conversation that you had with the caller before this caller on the money being diverted by the North Dakota legislature out of the trust fund there. Okay, now that money was earmarked to go into state foundation aid to kind of serve as a backup for state foundation aid for public schools, correct?
You're talking about the Common School Trust Fund.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, there's two education funds. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then he had said over the last 11 years nobody knew what was going on. I don't believe that for one second. Of course they knew what was going on. Have they shortchanged North Dakota students by not allowing a maximum amount of money, you could put it that way, I guess, to go into the foundation aid? Well, all you got to do is back up 10 years and see what foundation aid was back then when the oil boom got, booming. And then look at what foundation aid is right now. It's more than doubled over the last 10 years. It's more than doubled. And, so when you say that you shortchanged North Dakota and it was some type of underhanded deal, I believe the legislators did what they thought was in the overall best interest for North Dakota. And there were a lot of other funding issues that they had to address, most of them with infrastructure.
That's fine, Tom, but then they have to say that, don't they? They can't just do it sneakily. They have to say, we are changing.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hello, I'm United Soybean Board Director Jared Hegart of Emerado. And I'd like you to know in 2019, three of North Dakota's four director positions are open for nomination. This is an exciting opportunity for soybean producers to get involved with their industry. All checkoff paying soybean producers in North Dakota are eligible to apply. The farmer directors of USB oversee the investments of the soy checkoff to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To be considered for the national leadership positions, farmers must complete and return the required nomination paperwork to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by or before 4 p.m. Monday, April 1, 2019. Please visit ndsoybean.org for nomination paperwork or call the office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
NDSC.org. That's the website for the North Coast Safety Council, a private nonprofit, together with the WSI, regularly on the program telling you about life-saving, injury-preventing training that happens everywhere. For one, that safety campus that they have at the North Dakota Safety Council, a lot of the training happens right there, hands-on. It's world-class. It's at 1710 Canary Avenue in Bismarck. You can partner with the North Dakota Safety Council. Over the past decade, they worked tirelessly to keep families whole, by launching new training programs, hiring more employees to cover the needs in the state, adding locations in Beulah and Fargo and Minot. Most recently, that state-of-the-art hands-on training campus in Bismarck is absolutely amazing. I've been there now for a couple of years. But there's a long way to go to achieve the financial goals. There's still naming opportunities that are available for that, and you can be a partner. Keep safety top of mind. Implement the safety practices at work, at home, and on the roads. Find out more at ndsc.org. And click that training icon right at the top left to find all the training opportunities we've talked about here on the training calendar. Nice and easy. You can register right there online. Give you all the times. Looking at a bunch of CPR classes coming up. ndsc.org. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A lot of texts here. I have to do a trivia question. I don't have to. I get to. It's National Egg Week, you know. And today was supposed to be that Morton County Farm Bureau Ag Classroom Day. It's so fun, and they couldn't do it. You know why they couldn't do it? They didn't have enough places to park the cars because snow was taking up so many of the spots. Tragic. Such a neat, neat event. But anyway, it'll be back next year. So our thanks to the folks at the Farm Bureau for giving us a chance, nonetheless, to have our own little classroom today. We'll take our listeners to class. And I have a Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats gift card for you if you can answer the following question correctly. And I'll just take them as they come here, Daniel. Just tell me their name and put them to work. 800-228-0550 if you can answer this question. How many pizzas do American consumers consume each year? How many pizzas do Americans consume each year? 4 billion? That's a lot of pizzas. 3 billion? That's a lot of pizzas. 1 billion? Not so many, but still a lot when you think about it. So you tell me which one's right there. Made this way easy for you to win a Schweitzer's Meat gift certificate. So you can go in there and buy the sausage and the North Dakota beef and summer sausage, all the great things they do, and it'll be on me if you can answer that question. 701-258-0550. Multiple choice. Kevin, what are we thinking? Way too easy. That's we love our listeners. We're going to go easy on them today. Make it so easy for them to get that. So if you can answer our National Ag Day trivia question, call 258-0550. And we got them stacked up there. We'll take a few of these and see if we can find a lucky winner for Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Texter says, nobody understands what happened with those funds or what's going on. You should break it down again. I understand. I should. There hasn't been a lot of reporting on this, first of all. James McPherson, Associated Press, wrote a story about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, caught my attention. I'd heard a little buzz about it, that there was some concern among legislators that some dollars were going to be, taken off the table, if you will. Didn't know what it was all about. He wrote the story, found out a little more, did a little digging, found out to be the case. The most recent story said, well, we're just going to fix this going forward. Now, there's three trust funds we're talking about. The Water Resource Trust Fund, the Common Schools Trust Fund, and another educational fund, smaller one. In total, $240 million over the last 11 years was supposed to have gone into these funds that did not, mandated by the Constitution, all based on an interpretation of the language in the law by the Treasurer's Office, Kelly Schmidt. Okay? This was found by Jody Smith, the Land Commissioner, brought to the attention of everybody. They said, whoa, we got to fix it. Now, yesterday, the Land Board said 4-1, make these funds whole. Let's fix this. All right? So the legislative leadership is still fighting that. So that's where we're at right now. And I believe it's a political liability for them not to fix it. So I hope that makes sense. Tell your legislators what you want done with this. John and Bismarck, which is it? 4, 3, or 1 billion pizzas a year?
4, 3, or 1 billion? The average person eats 46 slices per year. So let's see.
I'm told there would be no math.
I'd have to go with 3.
You nailed it, John. You nailed it. You got it.
All right.
you're the winner. We got a Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats gift card for you. All you need to do is tell Daniel your address. We'll pop that in the mail to you, and happy eating, okay?
Oh, God bless. Thank you.
I'd go for some North Dakota beef is what I'd do. But, you know, you decide. It's hard once you get in there to know what to get. So hang on a second, John. We'll get your information for Daniel so we can mail that off. If you'll take care of that, Daniel, that'd be fabulous. Stan and Mandan, I'm so sorry. Keith in Jamestown, I'm really, really sorry. You guys were next, and, you know, you had a 1 in 3 chance of being a lucky winner. And the others there. Sorry about that. Okay. Texter says, my neighbor thinks he is a movie director. He and the other sane neighbors planned a video 3 20-minute sequels showing mostly the mundane lives of lower middle-class people, but are interrupted by moments of terror caused by horrific household accidents. Somebody has too much time on their hands. I don't know what's going on here, but I'll try to dig into this. And Tommy Fisher, Senator Holmes.
Hey, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a chicken bacon ranch, a taco, or a deliciously deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.